If you feel blissful in crying, there is no harm. It is perfectly beautiful. Tears can be of joy, of love. Tears can show that you are overfilled with something that starts flowing through the tears. It need not be sadness, it need not be mourning, it can be festivity. It all depends on you, and you have to feel, because you will be absolutely certain whether your tears are coming out of frustration, out of sadness, out of failure, or they are coming out of love, joy, gratitude, prayer. Tears are one of the most mysterious things you have. They can have all the colors of the rainbow. It depends on your consciousness what colors you give them to. If you are feeling blissful, peaceful, silent in your crying, in your tears, and after tears if you feel relaxed, relieved of some burden, it is perfectly good. Don't try to stop them, because humanity has been given such wrong training about so many things that it has not left any human being natural. Everybody has become artificial. It is good, Paro, to enjoy your tears and don't keep them only for tensions and anxieties and frustrations and moments of sadness. No, that is using them in a wrong way. Use them when you are in love. Use them when you are feeling peaceful. Use them when you see a beautiful sunset. What can be said to the sunset? It won't understand any language. But your tears perhaps will be understood. When you see a beautiful flower, how can you resist not to have few tears? That existence is so beautiful. If you see a Gautam Buddha and you don't have tears in your eyes, then you are behaving inhumanly, unnaturally. Seeing Gautam Buddha you should be in such a celebration that at least one of us has reached to the ultimate potential of his being, and he is a proof that we can also reach. You are also saying, Paro, When I look at you, my heart is turning inside out and the whole monsoon is breaking loose, leaving me helpless. Who is it that is crying? It is your original being. The false never cries. The hypocrite never cries. It is only the original, the authentic. This is the whole purpose of the communion that is happening here. To fall in a synchronicity with my heart. Naturally, your heart will have to change. It will have to take a new rhythm, a new harmony, a new wavelength. And it is natural to feel helpless because you have been told that tears are of weakness, helplessness. Tears are your strength, not helplessness. Tears show that you are alive, that you have not shrunken and lost all your juice. Tears show that your heart still feels, still can dance, still can rejoice.